of Mouth Wednesday. We're here on another Wednesday. It is 7 to 8 p.m. The showing of Word of Mouth Wednesday for November 11th, 2009. Today is Remembrance Day, and on the day to commemorate the sacrifices of armed forces and civilians in a time of war, we have a special segment highlights featuring anti-war activists on past Word of Mouth shows. We'll be playing that clip a bit later on, and then also we've got another clip sent in by Robin Yetto on the situation in healthcare reform within the U.S., President Obama, and all the stuff that's going on down south. Plus, we got some more topics we might be getting into, the new powers of CSIS, the new Copenhagen Agreement that's coming in for the environment, and we've got an update on the beautiful city billboard fee. So we'll be filling you in on all the info we can tonight till 8 p.m. It's going on. It's a Word of Mouth Wednesday. We'll be right back right after this. Word of Mouth. We're back here, and we're going to start off our show today with a segment here on the issue of healthcare in the United States. We've got a major thing going on with the reform in the USA, and Robin Yetto has sent in this segment on some of the stuff that's been going on. So in case you haven't heard, just listen up to this, a few minutes of the situation on health reform in the United States.
The yeas are 220, the nays are 215. The bill is passed.
This past week belonged to U.S. President Barack Obama. The U.S. House of Representatives narrowly passed their version of his health care reform bill. Here is what Obama had to say before the vote took place.
I just want to say a few words about the landmark vote that the House of Representatives is poised to take today, a vote that can bring us one step closer to making real the promise of quality, affordable health care for the American people. For the better part of a year now, members of the House and the Senate have been working diligently and constructively to craft legislation that will benefit millions of American families and millions of American businesses who urgently need it. For the first time ever, they've passed bills through every single committee responsible for reform. They've brought us closer than we have ever been to passing health insurance reform on behalf of the American people. Now's the time to finish the job. The bill that the House has produced will provide stability and security for Americans who have insurance, quality, affordable options for those who don't, and lower costs for American families and American businesses. And as I've insisted from the beginning, it is a bill that is fully paid for and will actually reduce our long-term federal deficit. This bill is change that the American people urgently need. Don't just take my word for it. Consider the national groups who've come out in support of this bill on behalf of their members. The Consumers Union supports it because it will create, and I quote, a more secure, affordable health care system for the American people. The American Medical Association and the American Nurses Association support it on behalf of doctors and nurses and medical professionals who know firsthand what's broken in our current system and who see what happens when their patients can't get the care they need because of insurance industry bureaucracies. The National Farmers Union supports this bill because it will control costs for farmers and ranchers and address the unique challenges rural Americans face when it comes to receiving quality care. And the AARP supports it because it will achieve the goal for which the AARP has been fighting for decades, reducing the cost of health care, expanding coverage for America's seniors, and strengthening Medicare for the long haul. Now, no bill can ever contain everything that everybody wants or please every constituency in every district. That's an impossible task. But what is possible, what's in our grasp right now, is the chance to prevent a future where every day 14,000 Americans continue to lose their health insurance, and every year 18,000 Americans die because they don't have it. A future where crushing costs keeps small businesses from succeeding and big businesses from competing in the global economy. A future where countless dreams are deferred or scaled back because of a broken system we could have fixed when we had the chance. What we can do right now is choose a better future and pass a bill that brings us to the very cusp of building what so many generations of Americans have sought to build, a better health care system for this country. Millions of Americans are watching right now. Their families and their businesses are counting on us. After all, this is why they sent us here, to finally confront the challenges that Washington had been putting off for decades, to make their lives better, to leave this country stronger than we found it. I just came from the Hill, where I talked to the members of Congress there, and I reminded them that opportunities like this come around maybe once in a generation. Most public servants pass through their entire careers without the chance to make as important a difference in the lives of their constituents and the life of this country. This is their moment. This is our moment to live up to the trust that the American people have placed in us, even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. This is our moment to deliver. I urge members of Congress to rise to this moment, answer the call of history, and vote yes for health insurance reform for America.
And for one interesting take on health care reform in the United States, here is U.S. citizen and documentary filmmaker Michael Moore at an information briefing on health care reform at the California State Legislature.
We have listened to this for the last 30-plus years about how the federal government is bad, state government, big government, bad, you know? And it's like, how did we ever cop the attitude that the government of, by, and for the people could be bad? Because the government's us, and we're not bad. I don't understand this. I don't understand. But they've done a good job, haven't they, convincing the average American, you don't want to get the government involved. When somebody says that to me, you know what I say to them? I said, you know, really, you don't want the government involved? Ask your grandparents if that Social Security check comes every month. And it not only comes every month. My dad says it comes on the same day through the government-sponsored U.S. mail. And remarkably, it's the same amount every month. They actually get the check right. How do they do that? Tens of millions of seniors every month get a Social Security check on time for the exact amount. The American people have fallen for this myth that government is bad. It's only as bad. I heard Al Franken say a couple months ago, he said, you know, the Republicans, they run on a platform of the government is bad, it's evil, you don't let the government run things. And then once elected, they spend the next 4 years proving themselves right. You know, this whole thing, what you're attempting to do here in this state, I read a story there, Blue Cross of California is already promising to spend $2 million. I'm sure they'll spend a lot more than that fighting you, because this is the last thing that they want to have happen. And they're going to fight this because they're going to try and scare people. Socialized medicine. Ooh, socialized, bad. Really? Isn't that what our police departments are? Socialized, run by the government, free service? Do you think anybody would ever ask if the fire department should have to post a profit? You know, you think, I mean, seriously, would we allow a fire department to, every time they get a call for a house fire, when they arrive at the house, determine whether or not this is going to affect the fire department's bottom line? We wouldn't allow that, would we? Well, when someone is wheeled into a hospital, that question should never be asked. Never. That's an immoral question amongst a humane society to ask that question. Where's the profit here? How is this going to affect our bottom line? How are we going to make money off this sick person? This doesn't look good, folks. I mean, it doesn't look good to the rest of the world, and it won't look good to the anthropologists who dig us up hundreds of years from now. They'll wonder, what were these people thinking? In closing, I want to say that we spent a good deal of time in this great state in making this film. Unfortunately, it was for all the wrong reasons. It was following the plight of people who couldn't pay their hospital bills at a Kaiser-owned hospital and dumped on Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles in their hospital gown to wander out into the street, not knowing where they're at. It was following Blue Cross of California and how they, after someone had an expensive operation, tried to get them knocked off their rolls. They hire private investigators to dig up anything they can in people's past to get them knocked off or to repay the bill for the operation. You'll see in one scene, the most ridiculous scene in the movie, where a woman who had Blue Cross of California, she had an operation. It ran around $7,000 for the procedure. Blue Cross paid it, but then they sent out their investigators. Find out what you can on her. We don't want to pay this $7,000. You know, we want try and get the money back if you can. And they found out that years earlier, this woman had had a yeast infection. And they, yes. And they then demanded the $7,000 back. I'm surprised they didn't find that she had sneezed 10 years ago into a Kleenex somewhere. They're laughing, but this is a true story. This is what they do. And you're going to hear other testimony here from people, two from the Los Angeles area and one from Kentucky. And I'll let Donnell tell her story of what happened. And when you hear these stories, these aren't anecdotal stories. These are stories that are representative of the evidence that exists. And the evidence says that we lose 18,000 Americans every year simply because they don't have a health insurance card. We don't, and how many thousands we lose because people are, even when they have insurance, can't afford the co-pays, can't afford the deductibles. You'll see at the beginning of the movie, a couple, one woman is an editor of a small town paper. Her husband's a machinist. They work good jobs. They're middle class people. And they end up in their 50s living in their daughter's basement because they've been bankrupted by medical bills. And they had health insurance. They had health insurance. The co-pays and the deductibles alone bankrupted them. And the premium, jacking the premium up so high that they could no longer afford to keep their own home. That should not be happening in the United States of America. It's a crime. And I believe that these insurance companies are a criminal racket. We allow them to exist legally, but I don't think they should. And I think they've got to be removed from this process. And I sincerely hope that California will take the lead, as you have done so often in the past, when the rest of the country has to come be brought along kicking and screaming. You know, it was you that decided that people shouldn't be paid $5.15 an hour as a minimum wage. That was this state. It was this state that said we have to protect our environment and demand that the automakers put devices on cars to cut down on pollution and global warming. That was this state. And you've done so many other things like this. Lead the way again for this country. Be a shining beacon of light for what America has to do. Remove profit, remove the insurance companies from this, regulate the pharmaceutical companies like a public utility, strictly regulate them, and guarantee health coverage for all Americans and all the people in the state. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Word of mouth Wednesday. We're back here. It's November 11th, 2009. Just wanted to thank Robin Nieto for sending in that segment on the healthcare reform featured in that segment. You heard Barack Obama, and you also heard the filmmaker Michael Moore. They had some words there, a bit of a differing view on the healthcare situation in the U.S. Big things going on. And also wanted to thank Robin because he also sent in a message that he's got a few passes, I guess, that were sent to him that we can give away on the show tonight. And just in case anyone is interested in going to the Alucine media festival. It's a Toronto Latin media festival. It's the 10th annual Alucine festival. And you can give us a call because we got some passes emailed. These are full access passes to the festival, which is taking place in make sure I get the correct information here on this as a giveaway, because you'll have the opportunity here to call in right now. And then just in case you want to get into the Alucine Festival, I don't have much info on what's on the program, but it is the 10th annual Alucine Festival. And and just wanted to pull that up. Oh, yeah, you can give us a call at 416-979-5251 and then extension 0, and that'll get you into the office line just in case you're interested in this pass giveaway. I'll try to find some more details. But until then, we'll just play a musical track, and this one's off the Beast 1333's debut release. It's The Birth of the Beast, and this is a track called Mark of the Beast, CKLN. It's a Temple of Hip-Hop track by the Templar of Hip-Hop. This is Beast 1333.
Watch where you go, watch where you sleep, watch what you do, watch what you eat, watch for your life and yourself in the least. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast? Watch for your kids, watch for your fans, watch good and watch close and watch for their plans. Watch as the violence and the genocide increase. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast? Mark of the beast imprint on the gums of an infant. It only takes an instance to get you microchipped, kid. We always get our kick in the short end, the more sticks. I watch in amazement as the people fall for more tricks and more sex. It's like we live our lives in a vortex, add more stress than where we headed now. Nigga, Lord bless, and we don't have the time to be guessing if they is doing it. I am the secret weapon they sent out to try to ruin it. As long as I am living, I will be the voice of common sense. Speaking about the truth has now become my number one defense. I'm the leader of the resistance that came to decimate. They plans to word them out before things will begin to escalate. The thing that's gonna happen after they stick us in camps is the microchips they put in us will trigger different cancers. They wanna lower the population by 3/3 to rule over the planet and roam it like free birds. Watch where you go, watch where you sleep, watch what you do, watch what you eat, watch for your life and yourself in the least. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast? Watch for your kids, watch for your fam, watch good and watch close and watch for their plans. Watch as the violence and the genocide increase. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast? The Associated Press wrote the story about the very chip 666, wrath of God with a deadly grip. Ain't no need to riffle quit. Now it's time to
get your damn vaccine.
And heads of snakes trying to cause us harm. Our riding arm becomes a weapon in itself. I'm shooting words undeterred, even though the media keep our vision blurred. Join the herd, smoking up their cigarettes and spitting tar. Revelation 13, seven-headed sittings are steady hitting. Raw. We gon' have to fight for rights. They control the grid, so prepare yourselves when they kill the lights. The Templar Knights and Titan fights. Lights so bright, they fight heights to bring the day to dark nights. Sided by the Northern Lights, I'm more than right. I know they wanna kill off half the populace. A one world government in a super megalopolis where everyone's accounted for and not treated properly. Every human being will be looked upon as property. Watch where you go, watch where you sleep, watch what you do, watch what you eat, watch for your life and yourself in the least. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast? Watch for your kids, watch for your fans, watch good and watch close and watch for their plans. Watch as the violence and the genocide increase. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast? I'm not a piece of meat that you could trade like a commodity. There's additives in food that turn in fetuses to oddities. I'm way beyond symbology, I overstand the energies. Evil is projected in the mind of all my enemies. Don't let it be, they want you like a bee working up in a hive. Man is a worker by nature, a bunch of
no conspiracy
lies. Look in my eyes, you wincing from the heat of the eternal flame. It's all in vainly television's programming our little brains. They'll never change. I came to be the voice of all the chosen few. The laws were here before you were born. That means they chose for you, they chose for me, and now I have to live with all the consequences. FEMA camps with rubber coffins circled by electric fences. In the age of water bearing deity called Pisces, the planet will get colder as we all freeze up like ices. The symbols on your Nikes pointing everyone to Saturn. Mark of the beast imprint all our barcode patterns. Watch where you go, watch where you sleep, watch what you do, watch what you eat, watch for your life and yourself in the least. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast? Watch for your kids, watch for your fam, watch good and watch close and watch for their plans. Watch as the violence and the genocide increase. Will you be prepared for the mark of the beast?
Word of mouth Wednesday. We're back here. It is about 7:21 p.m. and it's November 11th. This is our Remembrance Day special, and today we're going to be playing a Remembrance Day segment. We've got featuring clips and highlights of anti-war activists that have been on past word of mouth shows, and we're just going to get right into that. So I'll just play that clip. I just wanted to mention a bit about the significance of the date. Today, November 11th, is the anniversary of the signing of the 1918 armistice that ended World War I. So that's why November 11th is chosen as Remembrance Day. And then this segment here that we're going to play is clips that were edited featuring. We'll start off this segment with some clips from the rally to end the war that occurred last fall, and that was organized by the Toronto Coalition to Stop the War, nowar.ca. And then we get into clips from interviews and various different segments that you've heard on the Word of Mouth show in the past if you are a listener. But we'll just start it off right here with our tribute for Remembrance Day 2009.
We need to remember that even though Stephen Harper has another minority government, and even though his party won more seats than last time, the Conservatives actually won fewer votes. During the election, we found out that the price tag for the war in Afghanistan is $18 billion. $10 billion over the budget. Shame on Harper. Money for housing, not war. Money for housing, not war.
Money for housing, not war.
Harper, Bush, and the rest of these warmongering pigs talk about bringing peace to Afghanistan. But let me tell you, my friends, there is no peace with war. From the mountaintops in British Columbia to the plains of Manitoba, all the way to the coastline in Newfoundland and Labrador, we hear one clear message. Troops out now! Troops out now! Troops out now! Troops out now! Troops out now!
A member of Parliament for Trinity Spadina, please welcome Olivia Chow.
Hey, good afternoon. Greetings from Taliban Jack. Since 2006, when the New Democrats came together at a convention, we've been saying that we need to end the war, not extend it. We need construction, not destruction. So we have seen what happened. The civilians' deaths have gone up. The poppy grove have gone up. Corruption have gone up. Canadian soldiers' deaths have gone up. At the meantime, Canadians are spending $18 billion. That's shameful. Can you think of other ways to spend $18 billion? What about dropping student fees and not fall?
Troops out now! Troops out now! Troops out now!
And I see you're holding a sign that says, "Stop the deportations, U.S. war resistors, welcome here."
Yeah, I mean, Canada's been welcoming, I guess, deserters from the U.S. military, you know, forever, since Vietnam and before even. It's the issue today that I feel most strongly about, that the war resistors should be allowed to stay in Canada. Bill Gibson, great writer, was a draft dodger, and he's done great things for Canada. I think Canada should always welcome the war resistors, yeah.
People realize the plans of imperialist powers, and we mobilize and we resist. That's the only way we'll be able to overcome the obstacles of guns, bombs, and tanks in front of us.
Could you tell for the listeners what the flag is you're holding up?
I'm holding a Palestinian flag right now. It's one of the longest-running conflicts in the world right now. It's occupied territory. We need justice for Palestinians, but also for Israelis.
I'm from the Word of Mouth Wednesday show on CKLN Radio. Do you have any words on this event?
I think it's really important that students march against the war because there's a direct correlation between the lack of funding for education and the increased funding for military and occupation of Afghanistan.
It's not a winnable war, I don't think.
This is Daniel Libby reporting for CKLN Radio, Word of Mouth Wednesday show. What's your message today?
Well, I think the troops need a clearer message in terms of what's going on with this war. A lot of them are caught between principles and policies that they don't fully understand. So when you're going into war, you should have a clear understanding of what you're fighting for, right? There's been too much bloodshed. Flip a coin next time. But Minister Farrakhan, Mohsen Abdullahi Mohammed, Master Farad, that's what you got to listen to. Thank you.
Definitely. Thanks a lot.
End the occupation!
Troops out now!
I can't say that I think we're moving towards peace because, unfortunately, our leader, Harper, is refusing to pull the troops out and is also not respecting the will of Parliament and letting sisters stay in Canada.
When I say troops, you say out! Troops!
The Canadian government prefers to have us believe that they are still there liberating the Afghani people from the cruel Taliban, or that our troops are there to protect Canada from a potential terrorist strike, or my personal favorite, that they are there to free the women of Afghanistan. The truth is that when they talk about the security, they are talking about the protection of a pipeline.
Stephen Harper has the ability to change his mind. He's done it before. Stephen Harper has the ability to follow the will of Parliament and let war resistors stay in Canada.
Resistors in! Harper out! Resistors in!
There's this war resistors support campaign that's growing every day. Do you feel that there's a strong sense of community here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's at least 50 of us up here. And then, there's like 7 of us living in Parkdale alone. And there's 200 that we know of that are in Canada, like hiding out or waiting to see what's going to happen to all of us. And then there's 24,000 currently not accounted for that have deserted the United States Army since the war in Iraq.
In the period in which Pierre Elliott Trudeau was Liberal Prime Minister, he declared that war resistors, draft dodgers, are welcome in Canada. And some will argue that that's because Trudeau was an honorable Democrat, a humanitarian, an opponent of war. I think the best that can be said for Trudeau, he was the product of his times, and the times were one of militant mass organization against the war globally.
The all those Americans who voted for a Democratic Congress last year ended up getting another $124 billion worth of support for Bush's war.
We're trying to open up Canada to war resistors. I came to Canada during '68 in protest of the war in Vietnam. But this generation cannot come here. The Canadian government, Liberal and Conservative, have blocked the way.
I know it works, and that is unrelenting pressure, unrelenting direct action.
I could suggest that people here go to the website, resistors.ca.
Okay.
Resistors.ca.
We say we didn't invade Afghanistan. Well, a lot of the people over there think we did. So it's all in the perception of the people who are from there. Now, you know, this is not Canada versus the Afghanis. This is Canada against the Arab world and anybody who wants to fly to Afghanistan to fight us. But I think we're, you know, as a former soldier, I find it very offensive to waste going on 100 lives on a war that can't be won. I mean, no one has ever held Afghanistan by force.
Dubinsky, who is one of Barack Obama's advisors, he is the man who stood on the borders of Afghanistan and talked about how the Muslims and the Christians could unite against the evil communists, and said Allahu Akbar. So, you know, Osama bin Laden was set up by the United States government.
This group that's in the White House, I know they've got a war going on currently in Iraq, and I think I've heard you describe the current war in Iraq as a nuclear war.
Well, it is, because they're using depleted uranium weapons, thousands of tons of them actually, which burn on impact and produce tiny aerosolized particles in the cloud, which are inhaled into the lungs. And the incidence of childhood cancer in Basra, where they were first used in 1991, has increased sevenfold.
Even after the end of the Cold War, we still have about 25,000 nuclear weapons. When I suffered from Hiroshima, the world has only three, one tested in the U.S. and Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Today, 25,000. That's ridiculous. That's more than enough to kill each one of us on the planet, many, many times more. We don't want to waste our experience, painful experience, for nothing. We want to use our experience in order to warn the world about the dangers of the nuclear war.
Word of mouth Wednesday. We're back And that was just a segment featuring clips from some highlights from past word-of-mouth shows on the topic of war. And, of course, it's always, it's Remembrance Day, so it's always a day to think about these issues. You can find more information on anti-war events at nowar.ca. That's the Toronto Coalition to Stop the Wars website. And in that segment, you just heard some voices. A few of the voices you heard were Olivia Chow, the MP from Trinity Spadina, Muhammad Ali Amir, and Rebecca Rose. They were with the Ryerson Student Union when I interviewed them last year. And then Corey Glass is part of the War Resister Support Campaign. Barry Weisletter, he was the part of the NDP Socialist Caucus. You heard John Pilger there, who was a world-renowned journalist, and then there was also Dennis Young, who's the leader of the Libertarian Party, and Norman Otis Richmond said a few words with, and he's the legendary journalist and host on from CKLN, and also Dr. Helen Caldicott was on that clip, and then the final voice you heard there was Satsuku Thurlow, who's the Hiroshima survivor, and of course that's some heavy stuff to be thinking about on Remembrance Day, but we're also thinking about what's going on music-wise, and we're going to play a track from an artist who is, well, I guess you could say he's an activist, rap, hip-hop artist, and his name's The Narcissist, and this is a track called Peace Scheme. Stay tuned. Keep the peace.
Yo, I'm hot like a beloved summer nights. On the rooftop, truth, clocky polylots. Don't walk in the sun without your white mask. I don't turn wind to burn your skin. Philosophical pranks that your highness I am. Something like a new dish dash with no iron. No lying, all funds deep enough to run streets. Spend my whole time trying to line up one crease. One piece like the east bleeding in the fists of the Pentagon. Send them bombs, Mr. End them all. Like the statue could stand. I used to make music with a good band. Like Matthew, now let me ask you this. Got Adi to pass you quick while I'm recording that. Hungry, break bread and get a quarterback. My mind's at a design matter, Iraqi linebacker. It's the peace scheme. Players we fight don't act right. Understandable mood swings to follow the boom thing. The peace scheme. Players we fight don't act right. Understandable mood swings to follow the. It's the peace scheme. Players we fight don't act right. Understandable mood swings to follow the boom thing. The peace scheme. Players we fight don't act right. Understandable mood swings to follow the boom. Yeah, I take summers off when I go to the east. Chill with my grandma holding her feet. Telling me I could have been somewhat like royalty. This shit spoiled me. Feel drained like the oil seat. I twist up like wolf. He a blitzer. Subwoofers and nixers. Love those who have dissed us. Shove close elixir. Smoke till I feel the heat. Pass out. Steven Spielberg dreams. Wake up in Indiana Jones. And they say any man opposing the way made. Lay a steady hand if chosen. Cold in the day. Sun left. Many planets frozen. So when I speak of Norse. Trying to reach the stars. I wouldn't preach the R's. See, that was from an interview, I reached the Nazi. He said, peace, homie, yeah. Teach him wrong and right, right, the strongest sight. It's the peace scheme. Players we fight don't act right. Understandable mood swings to follow the boom thing. The peace scheme. Players we fight don't act right. Understandable mood swings to follow the boom thing. The peace scheme. Players tonight we don't act right. Understandable mood swings to follow the boom thing. The peace scheme. Players tonight we don't act right. Understandable mood swings to follow the boom thing. Check, 1, 2.
And everything, and I was asking myself how there's no more.
Yeah, that's the peace scheme by The Narcissist. We're looking for peace. We're we got Remembrance Day going on, lest we forget that there's stuff going on all around, and we just want to try to keep you informed here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. We are a news show, a public affairs show, and one thing that I wanted to get into, and this is something we don't always do, is to play a clip from the other side, from the side of, I guess, the authority on matters of security and intelligence. This is actually a clip of the first speech of the new head of CSIS, Richard Fadden. And we're just going to play a quick clip because this is a clip from the keynote address of the 2009 Canadian Association of Security Intelligence Studies International Conference that was held in Ottawa. The theme of the conference was terrorism, cyber spies, and a new Cold War, emerging challenges for the security and intelligence. And you, after you hear this quick clip, you might understand why I wanted to play it, because I think we got to get this kind of info out. There is new powers going into CSIS, and CSIS is maybe they're expanding their mandate a bit. Well, you can hear it right from the man who's in charge of the Canadian Security Intelligence Service. This is Richard Fadden.
Retaining everything is now seen as the best defense of civil liberties. I'm not sure if Canadians or even our national security community can foresee the full effect of this decision. Balancing this new requirement, however, is the fact that CSIS has very strict criteria on whom it can target, and intrusive intelligence gathering can only be conducted with a warrant which must be approved by our minister and a federal court judge. I do predict, however, and I'd be happy to talk about this in a few years, that within a few years, someone will accuse us of acting like the Stasi because of the information we are now compelled to keep. We need the tools to separate those who tweet from those who terrorize. Intelligence agencies are expected to be oracles, to look into the future like Nostradamus. Who knows exactly what new challenges, for example, Canada could face because of the effects of climate change on our Arctic and in other parts of the world? How will the shift away from traditional carbon-based energy sources also cause traditional power relationships to alter?
So there you got a few words. These are some words that were from the, this is the head of CSIS. So this is a major official in Canada talking about what's going on. You heard in that short clip, there's a lot in there. He said that the new mandate is to, they're basically going to be keeping all the information, and he compared, or well, maybe we'll even try to get him on in a few years to ask him about that comparison that he made, that the new powers of CSIS is like, could be comparable to the Stasi. And then there was also some words there, when he finished there, on some words on climate change and carbon stuff like that. One thing I did note from something else that he mentioned in that speech is that the CSIS budgets and the number of employees have recently reached historic highs. So right now CSIS is definitely expanding, but this is a major thing going on in the world because the economic crisis has left a lot of things changing, and a lot of people are in a tougher economic time right now. Even though CSIS is expanding, most businesses are not. And one thing that this clip can lead into, because of what he was mentioning at the end of that clip with the climate change and whole thing, is that there's a new agreement coming in. It's one that a lot of people are talking about, but we haven't gone too much onto it on this show, the Word of Mouth Wednesday. So I just wanted to play a few minutes of some info on the Copenhagen Agreement, just in case people haven't heard about what's going on. There's a new global climate agreement that's they're scheduled to decide during a conference of world leaders. It's going to take place in December. So we're going to play this clip right here featuring the Rude Awakening host. Rude Awakening, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., 3 days a week. You can hear this guy on Rude Awakening's Black Krishna. And then also featured in here is a voice of Christopher Monckton, who's a British lord touring the United States, warning people about the motives and outcomes of this carbon pricing scheme that they're working out, the powers that be. So here's that clip.
Copenhagen Agreement. Have you heard anything on this?
Copenhagen Agreement. Copenhagen Agreement. Let me tell you something. Copenhagen. We ain't going to be coping easy with what's up in Copenhagen soon in December. It's craziness. Okay, so this is according to Senator Elaine McCoy, Lord Monckton, former aide to Margaret Thatcher. The Copenhagen Agreement to be signed in December, and Lord Monckton, a British lord who used to be an aide to Margaret Thatcher in the 80s, says he's read it and has come out and spoken about it, and no one's really challenging him because he pretty much says this. The Copenhagen Agreement, in about 6 weeks in December, when it's signed, will create a communist world government controlled by the United Nations.
First of all, why does the truth matter? It is necessary to find the truth, because otherwise people get hurt. Even if there were a problem, even if we could do something about it, handing over your democracy, your sovereignty, and your prosperity, and your freedom to the world government, which is proposed at Copenhagen, is something which you should not countenance and say, no, this treaty shall not pass. And at this 11th hour, at the 59th minute and the 59th second, I will say to you what Winston Churchill said during the darkest hour before the dawn of freedom in the Second World War, quoting from your great poet Longfellow, "Sail on, O ship of state, sail on, O Union, strong and great. Humanity, with all its fears, with all the hopes of future years, is hanging breathless on thy fate."
There's a lot of ways to create a communist world government under control of the United Nations, especially incrementally. So keep in mind, Copenhagen didn't come out of nowhere. This is building on decades of international agreements. It's based on the carbon tax, as Webster Griffin Tarpley said. They want to crucify us on a cross of carbon. So they try to crucify us on a cross of carbon. They want to tax us for everything we do. Every bit of energy that we use is supposed to be taxed by the UN for our climate debt. Our climate debt! Seriously, it's in our climate debt. The West owes the Third World a climate debt. That's what this agreement's about. That's the Copenhagen Agreement. So there's that, a transfer of wealth. But keep in mind, none of what they've said so far has been true, so just keep an eye out for this in the future, kids.
All right, we're going to keep an eye out for and keep an ear out for what's going on with this Copenhagen Agreement. That's apparently it's going in December. It's under negotiation now. They're going to price the carbon, and then there's could be taxes, could be financial things going on as a result of this. But what we're going to do now is just going to play another music track here, because we're trying to investigate all this stuff, and we're getting into Above Top Secret. Well, this is Above Top Secret, the track by Beast 1333 of the Temple of Hip Hop, the Templars of Hip Hop, off his new album just came out. It's called Birth of the Beast.
There's things on this planet that are very out the norm, like mutated children with a power when they're born. That's Above Top Secret, 'cause it's Above Top Secret. Keep it on the low. There's creatures in the skies all inside a UFO, and they'll never tell the people, so we're never gonna know. That's Above Top Secret, 'cause it's Above Top Secret. Keep it on the low. There's a lot of things on planet Earth and files that are classified. We're half as wise as the Council of Gods who keep from prying eyes. They hide and try to keep us away, away from what is real with propaganda on television sets. I already know the deal. The special information even hid away from presidents. Project Blue Book officials destroyed all the evidence. Majestic 12 were brought into the loop by Harry Truman to investigate the bodies in the crash that weren't human. There's the Chupacabra that was a mistake made in the lab, and a silicone-based life form looking like flag. Russian cosmonauts will tell you about the dark side of the moon. They lied to us and told us Roswell was a weather balloon, and the monsoons are all a product of weather manipulation run by HARP and the Arctic Alaskan battling stations. Yo, it's all a ruse, it's Fox News keeping us confused. I look for clues as children are injected with the liquid flu. The city's underground with a whole nother race that will never get to meet, never get to see their face. That's Above Top Secret, 'cause it's Above Top Secret. Keep it on the low. There's knowledge that is kept far away from all our minds, 'cause they keep the people dumb and they keep the people blind. That's Above Top Secret, 'cause it's Above Top Secret. Keep it on the low. And everything they do is on a need-to-know basis. Underground civilization, hidden oasis. The European Commission has five levels of secrecy. Said he has already obtained alien frequencies. They'll never tell us what you want to know about our origins. We came from ape-like creatures who live with foraging, but then they came to mind golden modified genetics. Neuropsychological futurist cybernetics. There's certain medics that can heal your body with their mind. And South Carolina sewer creatures made from grime, ectoplasm, slime, and ghostly residuals. Highly intuitive indigo individuals. There's multiverses and the connection to all dimensions. Cryotronic, bionic, evil inventions have already been designed and engineered. It's mind-boggling. Southern Argentina break the mold, road goblin. There's things on this planet that are very out the norm, like mutated children with a power when they're born. That's Above Top Secret, 'cause it's Above Top Secret. Keep it on the low. There's creatures in the skies all inside a UFO, and they'll never tell the people, so we're never gonna know. That's Above Top Secret, 'cause it's Above Top Secret. Keep it on the low.
Indonesian evil go-go, they trailing Sasquatch. Father deep in the Pentagon in a stash pot. There's primary colors that we never even seen. And microwave brain tumor inducing cuisine. And caffeine is a drug, so is sugar and flour. Commodity exchange trader making mills every hour. They knocked down a tower's controlled demolition. 1-7, it was our own government who went and did 9-11. They fill up your melon, not even rapid spitting their language. They're causing us damage, we'll never have a decent advantage. We're blind to the knowledge left for us by thousands of scholars. They put the R, C, and I on the back of the dollar. We living in squalor, but really doesn't matter anyway. There's a star that is bigger than all of the Milky Way. They know it's going over, and when it does, yo, it will all be over. Look into crypto, a demon was even found in Dover. The city's underground with a whole nother race that will never get to meet, never get to see their face. That's above top secret, cause it's above top secret. There's knowledge that is kept far away from all our minds, cause they keep the people dumb and they keep the people blind. That's above top secret, cause it's above top secret.
Keep it on the low. Keep it on the low. Word up. We're back on Word of Mouth Wednesday. And I just wanted to get into our next segment here. We just got a quick segment here. It's an update on actually an interview guest that we interviewed a few weeks ago, Devin Ostrom, who's part of the Beautiful City Billboard Fee campaign, beautifulcity.ca. And he was on the show talking about what was going to happen the week after last week, or yeah, what happened last week. And we've got actually an appearance of where he appeared on community television, actually. It was a few days ago. He was on Gold Hawk Live, and he was talking about the unanimous vote of the City of Toronto Planning and Growth Committee. So the Beautiful City Billboard Fee is going to be moving on. And, well, you'll hear a bit of an update here in this segment.
Are you hearing any other kind of opposition from other groups of people who are concerned about the bylaw in any way?
No, I think everyone has the right to be concerned. I think it's part of the process. But I think something that's been really interesting about this proposal is that it's really actually gone across the spectrum as far as people that support it. It's not really a left-wing issue. It's not really a right-wing issue. People across the spectrum are really passionate about how their city looks and how we can make it better. And
that's a relief for a change, isn't it? That it doesn't come from either the left wing or the right wing. It actually just comes from, dare I say it, ordinary people.
Yeah, exactly. I hear it all the time from councillors, and they say, normally I don't support taxes. I would, but this one I'm for.
What's the timeline, finally? When will this actually go before council? Have you been told, or do you have any inkling?
November 30th, December 1st is the big day.
But that'll be the go or no go day, won't it, if it goes before council?
Yeah.
But
it
is it going before full council at that point?
It's past planning growth management.
Yeah.
They've deferred all suggestions to council, and so it's November 30th. This is it.
This is it. That's right. The beautifulcity.ca. You can go. You can sign the petition. It's going in. We're going to hopefully get some updates by late this month or early December. We'll find out what's going on. You can sign the petition, though, beautifulcity.ca, if you want to help out with the cause of funding art in the public sphere through billboard fees. But we're just going to play a track right before we get back here to wrap up and give you some event listings. And this one is a track called Legacy. It's by Ian Kamau and Danny O. This is it.
This is it.
While I'm here, let me shine my light to the story of the love inside. As long as I'm blessed to speak, I'll be working on my legacy. Cause I don't wanna live my life and leave nothing left behind. So while the Lord lets me breathe, I'm working on my legacy.
Yo, just finished watching Michael Jackson's memorial. Unimaginably impactful and historical. Heaven's oracle taught that the world can be horrible, but he implored you to find the divine from the deplorable. How did you make an aberration adorable? How did you steer off infection when killer bees were swarming you? How do I ensure the impossible is affordable? How do I make a change? Cause my voice is recordable. Mike, I thought of you when I was writing this verse to fight off the curse, the opposite of which you'd find worse. As you ride in that hearse, my eye convey with
pride I have burst. It finally works. I realize I shine on this earth. While you were a storm stomper, I was just a meat creeper. But MLK said be proud if you a street sweeper. And Al Sharpton ruffled and woke up the deep sleepers and told your kids it's strange the world for the peacekeeper. You know what I find strange? I find it strange that you're gone. You know what I find wrong? To write your name in the song. In the past tense, it's strange I'm remaining this strong. Cause since I was born, the top is where your reigners belong. I cried today, but Michael Jackson, I'm alive to say, with platinum and diamonds, you've paved and aligned the way for me to see my future's filled with many brighter days. And I'm here to leave a legacy behind to stay.
While I'm here, let me shine my light to restore all the love inside. As long as I'm blessed to speak, I'll be working on my legacy. Cause I don't wanna live my life and leave nothing left behind. So while the Lord lets me breathe, I'm working on my legacy.
Yeah.
This is it.
I am basking in the light of a single star, skin blacker than the night. Walking on the moon, one small step, I'll be leaping soon. We all get confused, I'm forever a child, and it's true. I'm a lost boy too, but not as lost as you in dreams. I realize realities, living on a earth, what a fallacy move. Galaxies made like molecules built, and who's that peeking in my windowsill? There's a light in the night that we can't see, and darkness feels a lot like me. I'm so free, midnight marauder with a hood overhead, trying to escape words I should not have said. I hope they don't notice, I keep the world in focus, breathe.
While I'm here, let me shine my light, to restore all the love inside. As long as I'm blessed to speak, I'll be working on my legacy. Cause I don't wanna live my life and leave nothing left behind. So while the Lord lets me breathe, I'm working on my legacy.
Yeah.
And when I say this is it really means this is it.
Yes. Yeah. And we still moonwalking. Word of mouth Wednesday. We're back here. This is it. We're just going to wrap up the show. We're going to get into a few event listings, but I just wanted to play one last quick clip, our last clip of the show. This one is by Mumia Abu-Jamal, and this is his latest commentary. It just came out today, and it's on the Fort Hood situation. So here it is.
At Fort Hood, Texas. Once again, an American soldier has gone on a rampage, shooting other American soldiers. What makes this news even more remarkable than usual is the fact that the shooter is more than a soldier. He's a doctor and a psychiatrist. Oh, and he's Muslim. Major Dr. Nidal Malik Hassan reportedly opened fire against fellow soldiers, wounding several dozen and killing at least 13 at last count. Which feature of this deeply divided psyche moves such a man to storm his own base and blast his own comrades at Fort Hood, Texas? Doctor? Hardly. Psychiatrist? Doubtful. Major? Unlikely. Muslim? The answers to these questions may take some time. Major Dr. Hassan, shot by responding security, is reportedly in a coma and thus unable to provide any information. This act may prove to be the ultimate act against the wars in and occupations of Afghanistan and Iraq, not by a terrorist madman, nor by an anti-war leftist, but by an American soldier, an officer, and presumably a gentleman, a doctor, and a psychiatrist. Perhaps this was his verdict on the war. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.
Word up, word of mouth Wednesday. Those are some powerful words by Mumia Abu-Jamal. And we're just about to wrap up here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday for November 11th, 2009. And first off, we're just going to read a few event listings that we got going on around the city of Toronto in the next few days. This is the situation we got going on. There's an event going on tomorrow, which is called the Solidarity Rally for Locked Out CEP Members, known as the Cadillac Fairview 61. The 61 workers were locked out by the multinational corporate employer in June, and they're going to have a rally tomorrow, 12 noon, at Bay Street. They'll show that the working class won't back down. A rally organized by QP Ontario in front of the Toronto Dominion Centre, Bay and Wellington in Toronto. That's taking place tomorrow, November 12th. Then on Friday, November the 13th, there's a roundtable on finance, class, politics, and the European economic crisis featuring guest speakers. That's this Friday, 2:30 p.m. at the Verney Room, 6th floor of the Ross Building at York University. And 7 p.m. on Friday, there's a public forum. It's called the Bolivia Indigenous Peoples Take the Lead, a celebration of Bolivia's approaching presidential and indigenous autonomy elections. There's music by DJ No Capitalista, and the special guest is Bob Lovelace, retired chief of the Ardek Algonquin Nation. It's organized by the Toronto Bolivia Solidarity. The location is the QP 4400 building, OSSTF building. It's the fourth floor of 1482 Bathurst Street in Toronto. And then there's also an event taking place tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. It's a public forum called the Campus Palestinian Solidarity, featuring workers, and it's taking place at the, or featuring the guest speakers at the Ted Rogers School of Business, which is here at Ryerson University near the CKLN studios, but it's at 55 Dundas Street West, and the room is room 2116 or 166. That's at the Ted Rogers School. And then also there's another event going on Friday night and continuing on into Saturday. It's a full forum. It's called Zero Nuclear Weapons. It's a discussion about the current prospects of nuclear disarmament and its related issues at the City Council Chambers, the City Hall, City Hall 100 Queen Street West, featuring many different speakers. And more information and a full schedule you can find at the website zeronuclearweapons.com, Z-E-R-O, nuclearweapons.com, or the website scienceforpeace.ca. Then Saturday, November 14th, we got the Toronto Truth Seekers Weekly Meetup to distribute alternative information on vaccines that takes place at Yonge Dundas Square. You can find more info on the TorontoTruthSeekers.com. And then next Tuesday, November 17th, there's an event called Beyond the Rhetoric, what everyone needs to know about the current realities of the Israeli occupation and prospects for a just resolution in Palestine, a public lecture with Beka Wolf, the international coordinator of and co-founder of the Palestine Solidarity Project. That's taking place next Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Koffler Auditorium, room 108569 Spadina Avenue in Toronto. You can find more info on some of these events at rabble.ca is a good place to search for different event listings. And that's about it here for the Word of Mouth Wednesday. It has been our November 11th Remembrance Day show. We played a clip featuring various anti-war guests we've had on in the past. Also, we played Robin Nieto's clip on healthcare reform in the United States. We played a few music tracks by The Beast 1333. We played the update on the beautifulcity.ca. We played something on the Copenhagen Agreement, something on the new powers of CISA, something we also played the commentary by Mumia Abu-Jamal. And, well, that's how we do it here at Word of Mouth Wednesday on CKLN every week, 7 to 8 p.m. My name's Daniel Libby, and I just want to shout out everyone listening. Thank you, and thanks again for tuning in. You can stay tuned, though, for CKLN, because we've got some blues coming up, and it is a show called The Blue Remedy by the blues Dr. Julie Hill. Stay tuned. This is CKLN. Word of Mouth Wednesday. Word out.